Hello, I'm Martin.
And I'm Angelina.
And this is the CXcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the CXcast. Hey, Martin, how are you doing, co-host?
I'm good. It's Friday. The sun is out.
Martin's not the only one in the virtual room right now. I'm actually joined by Dave Franklin, who's VP Research Director at Forrester, and he serves B2B leaders focused on post-sale customer engagement, content strategy, operations. So that remit really spans customer marketing, customer success, customer experience. Dave, we're really excited to have you here today. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we wanted to get the timing right on this one because we have Forrester's B2B Summit coming up, and our B2B listeners could always use a little bit more special attention. Can you tell us a little bit about why we have a B2B summit specifically, what you're going to learn that you might miss at a conference that honestly does tend to skew B2C?
So we've had the B2B summit for several years. We get thousands of people show up. It's actually Forrester's largest event. Part of the reason and part of the rationale is the nuances for B2B companies. There's a lot of things we talk about within organizations that are true for all firms, right? We're all worried about our strategy, our org structure, campaigns, whatever it might be. But the nuances of how companies that sell to other businesses do things versus companies that sell and market to consumers do things is just inherently different. There's more people involved in buying decisions. You know, they tend to be more complex internally. There's usually a direct sales force or heavy emphasis on servicing through partners. So there's just very, very different nuances that B2B firms contend with that warrants us having a whole bunch of services within Forrester that we work with these companies, and then the summit where once a year we get together and share best practices, strategy, vision, etc.
Forrester conferences tend to be organized by tracks or a series of sessions with a given theme. So folks are really trying to focus and get smart on one theme they can follow through on a series of sessions. I noticed you had one on orchestrating experiences. We have a lot of journey-centric listeners that think about journey orchestration, but what are we orchestrating? What's the topic about?
Yeah, so when we say orchestrating business and customer experience as the track title, it's not journey orchestration. We do actually have some sessions focused on journeys. But for us in that case, it's thinking about orchestrating sort of at the highest and at a very specific level. So I'm actually leading that track. And we have sessions in there that are relatively broad. So titles like Driving Business Success by Improving Your Customers' Experiences, and what we've called Silos to Synergy, which is focusing on aligning marketing, sales, product for experience-fueled growth. But then we've got narrow topics in that track too, like the future of the B2B website, how to measure and deliver customer outcomes, and the business impact of digitalizing your approach to customer success. So very targeted elements. And it wouldn't be a conference in 2024 if we didn't have a track on Gen AI. So we have one on using Gen AI to enhance content and the customer experience. And we even have a session then on process, you know, which will explore three levers to optimize in order to deliver exceptional customer experiences. So again, it goes from the very, very broad to quite specific topics. And then obviously folks attending can dip in and out of different tracks. So if somebody's interested in a specific topic, for example, some of our CX analysts like Sue Doyle and Judy Weeder are presenting in multiple different tracks. So both are presenting within this customer and buyer experiences track, but are presenting and participating in other aspects of the conference in other areas.
So within that topic, what are some of the kind of key trends or some of the themes you're really excited about sharing?
You know, the summit overall is targeted at helping companies solve challenges that face B2B organizations, right, at the highest level. So, you know, if you follow the arc of our keynotes, the Forrester keynotes, we'll focus on a new generation of B2B buyers. Our research shows that we are at an inflection point in which 71% of buyers in B2B orgs are now under the age of 45. So we'll have a keynote emphasizing that, but really highlighting what we believe that why now is the time that we need a reinvention of how B2B firms operate. So we'll kick off the conference with that. We're going to examine a topic that I know is near and dear to the hearts of many of your listeners on customer obsession, and what specifically customer-obsessed B2B companies do differently. So some of the frameworks that I know from listening to this podcast will feel very familiar to your listeners. We're looking at how firms place customers at the center of their strategy, leadership, and operations, but we'll do so with a focus on the nuances of what B2B companies that do this effectively are doing, and provide a sort of signpost for how other companies can start to deliver on that reinvention that I was just mentioning. We have an entire keynote focused on revenue transformation. So thinking about the alignment between marketing, sales, customer success, and tying sort of internal processes to the customer lifecycle and focusing on customer value. So again, sort of in CX language, it's how do we tie together the inside out and the outside in? Again, with the nuances and complexity of B2B organizations at the center. And then we actually have a keynote panel with analysts from different B2B teams, from marketing, sales, product, looking at how B2B firms can embrace Gen AI, create their own Gen AI advantage in a way that's practical and meaningful. And then the track sessions are focused on sort of delving deeper on those. So differentiating strategies to drive growth, evolving go-to-market strategies, activating buyer and customer insights, and as we mentioned, the orchestrating comprehensive buyer and customer experiences.
Anything in particular that you're passionate about?
I'm really excited. We've got some new research coming out on our team on, we leveraged Forrester's total economic impact model, and Laura Ramos is on our team, has worked with our TEI team to look at the economic impact of digitalizing your approach to customer success. So we first looked, and this was work that was done with colleagues on the CX team, to look at the economic impact of sort of centralizing a customer success function. And then Laura's taken it on another step to say, okay, what can we digitalize to allow companies to scale? I don't want to trump her session, but we'll show the difference in ROI and economic impact that companies can see as a result of that. So some really cool stuff there. There's a ton of really cool stuff. That's just the first one that jumps to mind.
So I want to go back to that thing you mentioned about alignment, because you're talking about an audience there that's not just CX. Obviously, CX is very close to our heart here, but we've got customer success, sales, revenue ops, all sorts of different roles represented there. So how does that kind of conversation change, or how do you drive alignment when you bring all of these different people together?
Yes, a great question and a huge focus for us. You know, some of the focus for us is sort of very practical. How do teams work together? So, for example, I mentioned Sue Doyle will lead a session on what we're calling the experience advantage, and explaining how CX can work with other functions and really boost the impact of marketing, sales, product. I know I've heard Shar on here before talking about CX as the salt, and that's actually one of the analogies that Sue is going to be using, but really bringing it to life to help people think through the practicalities of that and not just a great analogy. But it's also why we start from this notion of customer obsession, which again, I know your audience is very conversant in. Everything we are talking about and everything we're sort of educating our audience on is putting that customer and the focus of customer value, in the sense that Maxi and team would talk about that, at the core. You know, it requires us to bring different leaders together, focused on combined approaches. And so a lot of our tracks, a lot of our sessions span the gamut from the high level, almost the why, into the very, very practical how. How do these teams work together? So we have, you know, a lot of emphasis on metrics and measurement, on technology, on process that sort of helps people get out of the theory of customer obsession and into the practicality to bring these teams together and help get everyone rowing the same direction to help the company be more successful.
Is that something you've observed, that folks get kind of caught up in the theory but don't take action?
I think it probably comes across almost more as skepticism than theory in a way, right? It's like, that sounds great. What do I do? And unless we have that practical advice, you know, so we spend a lot of times on models and frameworks and, you know, ongoing guidance sessions with companies, helping them sort of stair step their way to achieving this. Where I think if we stay at the level of companies that are customer obsessed are X percent more likely to do Y, it sounds great, but what do I do about it? How do I get there? And so we want to do both, right? We want to help paint that vision, give people ammunition to have those conversations internally to encourage their organization that this is a good thing, But that's not enough, right? If all it is vision and stats, it's very hard for people to take action. So we're trying to not even straddle a line. We're trying to walk both lines of paint the vision, get people inspired, but then, as we like to say, be on their side, by their side, help them build and grow.
I think that's one of the really interesting things about where we as Forrester have taken the research in more recent years is still painting that vision, but getting deeply into practitioner. How do you do the thing? Because that's the question that comes up time and time again. Yeah, that sounds great, but what do I do? What do I do? So what are you actually hoping attendees will do differently as a result of attending?
Yeah, so I think absolutely agree, right? So customer
obsession. More successful, maybe?
Yeah, well, absolutely, right? But, I think for different companies, this is going back to we use the term orchestration and it has different meanings. We'll use the word journey, which has different meanings, right? This is a journey, right? There is no easy button or switch that you can just flick and say, great, you know, we're customer obsessed. And, you know, we know, and you guys know this as well as I do from the companies we work with, the companies that are more obsessed feel that they've got further to go many times, right? Because they're aware of just how much more there is to do. So it's sort of a journey without a final destination. We're always striving to be more customer obsessed. And that requires that focus and alignment. Summit is a great sort of tent pole for us and our clients, but it's one part, one step in a process. And as I say, sort of we're working with clients all day, every day to help them be better through that regular cadence of guidance sessions. So I see Summit as a fantastic opportunity to catch up with clients we're working with on a regular basis, inspire some attendees that may not be clients or that haven't kicked off this journey yet, give them, again, that sort of inspiration as well as the practical tools to begin implementing that immediately, and then kickstart new ongoing relationships that sort of we can look back at in a few years' time and celebrate together. On that note, I'd sort of say, like, when you ask about the importance of functions working together, when you asked that earlier, I didn't mention we have two sets of awards we give at Summit. And one is what we call, it's an ROI award, but ROI in this case stands for return on integration. So these are clients that have demonstrated the impact of aligning their business and integrating their functions and shown the success of doing that. And the winners of that award actually do a main stage presentation. And then we also have Program of the Year award winners, what we call POY. And I'm incredibly excited this year for the first time we've added an eighth category. So we've had seven, which are focused on our service areas. So marketing, leadership, portfolio marketing, revenue operations. This year for the first time we've added a customer engagement category. So incredibly excited that we get to showcase a best-in-class example of a client's work in the area of sort of that area of customer marketing, customer success, and customer experience, and to showcase a great example. The press release has just gone out, so I can share that of this inaugural customer engagement award was Domo, and they'll present in our customer experiences track.
That's very cool. And I realized I have two people on this call that are heavily involved in conferences. So Martin, actually, I have a question for you. Do you feel like what Dave's saying resonates with kind of the purpose of these conferences?
Yeah, very much. I think there's the two bits for me are the alignment, because for the audience at home, I'm responsible for our CX Summit EMEA, which is focused across CX, digital, and B2C marketing leaders, with a bit of technology thrown in there. But we also have a technology and innovation event at the end of the year. So we're really trying to drive alignment around the more customer-facing side of the organization in B2C. And I think that concept of it's conscious incompetence, isn't it? Where you kind of, the more you know, the more you realize there's more to know, I think is a really interesting thing. So we can absolutely cater to people who just want to learn the basics of journey mapping. Totally fine. But also, where's the cutting edge? Where's it all going? That's something that's close to me this year, is we want to get back to really looking at the future, painting a picture of the future, and then prepping today how to get there. Things like Gen AI are obviously massively disruptive for us all. So some similar themes, different kind of focus from an industry point of view. So we should ask, where do people find out more about the conference?
I have no idea. No, I'm kidding. So if you go to the Forrester.com website.
We're a professional marketer here.
Yes. We have an events tab on our website that folks can go to, and that is all of the information is on there, not just for the B2B summit, but for the CX summits you just mentioned, as well as all of our summits across all of our geographies.
And it is summit season. So thanks, Dave, for taking time out of your busy schedule to explain a little bit about what you're doing over in B2B land. We're excited to have you back someday.
Thanks so much. I'd love to come back.
Thank you.
And thank you to producers Ellie and Julia, without whom none of this would happen. If you want to get in touch, email us at cxcast@forrester.com. As always, you can find us at forrester.com or on your favorite podcast platform. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and tune in next time for more CX insights.